Hello, people out there. This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source. Guys, today's topic is a request from one of our clients, Jason Matthews. He basically asks, what should be the ideal schedule for a student athlete who wants to be drafted or a D1 prospect? Well, a lot goes into that. And it's something we've touched on in a variety of different ways in our other podcasts, from, you know, committing into structure and management and just kind of organizing yourself. But some of the key things I think an athlete needs to start to put into their program should start early on. And that's something that we always talk about is we want these things to be started early enough in your career so that they become habit, they become second nature. So that way you are ready for that next step. And so some of those things, in my opinion, would be, you're going to be a D1 athlete, then you've got to, one, have conditioning on your daily routine. You've got to have your sports-specific practice on your regular routine. And you've got to have your rest periods in your regular routine. You've got to be able to manage those. And because you're student athletes, you've got to also have your academic life scheduled in. So those are probably the four big ones. And you can probably add some other little, you know, ancillary things in. But I think those are the four things that should be in a regular daily schedule of any aspiring student athlete. And the sooner you can start that, the better. And again, you know, when we're talking workouts and stuff, I'm not talking about, you know, 2-hour, 3-hour workouts. You do what's appropriate at whatever point you are in your development. EJ, what are some of your thoughts?
Hey, I like that. I like what you said so far about those four key points. And I agree with those 100%. I'm going to add a couple, Aaron, because I think these are really cool and really, you know, state of the age things. These are things that you and I were doing, just, you know, no one was really telling us we were doing them. But the mentality, the visualization, before you get up, you know, out of bed in the morning, meditating or relaxing, breathing exercises, and then visualizing what you want to do successful in your day. And then when you quiet down before you went to bed, the rest period of letting your mind just kind of just be there. And that was more about, you know, resting and breathing and visualizing and just slowing everything down so you could have a restful sleep. So that mentality of meditation, that mentality of breathing exercises, and also reading something that's positive, having something that's inspirational that will keep you going on those days that you're having trouble training. You just can hit, you know, this guy here on YouTube or this person on Instagram just to give you a little spice and a little bit more incentive for you when you're kind of struggling. Because every day, you know, as you know, you and I know this, Aaron, it's not easy every day, and you're not pumped up every day when you're training. You know, you're really trying to be a D1 athlete and be drafted. You know, there's a lot of sacrifices. And at times, I don't want to use the word stale, because I think motivation is a key factor in that. But I think you really have to push yourself. And I found out during those days, I don't know how you felt about this, Aaron, but when I was having one of those days where, you know, I really need to push myself, after I got done working out, I sure felt a lot better. I felt better that I accomplished the goal and pushed through that day, because that would help me later when I'm having a tough day out there on the field. I could push through that because of that day of training I had. So I think that's the fifth thing. The sixth thing, Aaron, I think is get away from your sport, like, sometimes. Now, it doesn't mean stop your training. It just take a day off. If your body's not feeling good, just take a day off. Just take a day off and rest for that day until you get back to where you need to be. And that could go into that rest period that you talk about. But sometimes I think guys need to break away and have a day where they're not thinking about their sport. They're going out to the beach. Right. They're going out for a ride. They're taking a walk. They're hanging out with their friends. I think that life balance thing is important for a Division I athlete, two, or any athlete, or somebody trying to get drafted, if it's a baseball player, is to get away from that stuff a little bit, just for a day, just to give yourself a breather.
Right.
So I added those two things, Aaron.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the two points you brought up were probably even more important than mine. You know, we've got a podcast coming up where we talk to Alan Jager, and one of the key tenets of his philosophy is being able to have that time to inner reflect and just have that quiet time where there's no noise. And I think that's really powerful. And it's things that we've done, but we haven't really, I guess we've never really articulated because it's just something we do. But I think that is something that is often overlooked and should be mentioned as an important component. Now I know some of the, you know, parents are probably watching this and they want probably more of a drill down on what a specific, you know, day should look like.
Right.
And I'm going to attempt to give you that, but this doesn't necessarily mean it's for every athlete. So take it with a grain of salt. And again, make the adjustments you need to make based on your athlete, their workloads, where they are in their athletic development and what's appropriate. But generally, you know, say a typical day of a kid who's in high school and middle school.
Right.
You know, I would say, you know, you get up in the morning, take 15 minutes for that personal reflection time where you just, you know, relax, clear your mind, and have that quiet time to yourself, that meditation time. And it doesn't mean you're sitting there like, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe it's just kind of slowly putting your day together, you know, or, you know, maybe it's that time where you have those conscious dreams about, hey, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to be? You know, sometimes it's good to kind of re-energize those dreams and be thoughtful about them because that helps to put them in action. Okay. Right. So maybe take 15, 20 minutes to do that. And then maybe during that time or after that time, you take a few minutes to stretch, to wake the body up, to loosen it up. Boom, you're off to school. You know, you have your day at school. And then after school, that's probably when, if you're, you know, you're in a sport, you're probably going to have that in-sport practice, right? And so that's when you have your in-sport practice, and that goes for whatever time period it goes. Right. And what I would suggest is immediately after do your conditioning. Because if you try and do something else, it's always hard to get the body and the mind motivated to go again and do that conditioning. And again, that conditioning doesn't mean it's another hour, 2 hour workout. If you're in season, it might be something where it's just 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Sometimes it's only 20 minutes. You know, maybe you're just working on a specific body part. You know, maybe you're just doing a little bit more stretching and recovery stuff. That's also part of your conditioning. So things like that can be added into your workout. You know, after you finished your sports specific workout, and then after that, obviously you're heading home. You've got your homework. You're home for the evening. And then again, carve out 15, 30 minutes before. Sorry about my hands machine. But
that happens, you know, it's live, right?
Live. Yeah.
Man.
But anyway, after that, you know, right before you go to bed or something, it doesn't have to be before you go to bed, but maybe take 15, 30 minutes where you have that decompressed time, where you're not, you know, you're kind of not doing a whole lot. You're just relaxing. Could be another meditation period. You know, it's like what you talked about, having that time to just kind of settle the body down. Again, after that or during that, you might do some light stretching, loosen up, and boom, you go to bed. Because you're really prepping the body for that rest and recovery, which I really like. I mean, when I was training, you know, I would sit in, you know, front of the TV or read a book or something. I'd just stretch for, you know, a few minutes, but I'd have that escape time and it lets the noise settle down. Mm-hmm. And then it makes it easier to go into sleep. You know, your mind's still not racing and you know, going 100 miles an hour when you're trying to put your head down, and then you spend your half the night tossing and turning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, by taking your foot off the gas for a little bit, coasting to a stop, then going to bed, I think is good. So, I mean, that's would be a typical day, I would think, for an average athlete. Now, for those who are time crunched in the evening, well, there are you have available time earlier in the day, you know, early morning. It's not probably the most desirable for most people, but maybe you do that 30-minute workout in the morning.
Right.
Nothing's, you know, there's no rule that says you have to go to bed at 11, 12 o'clock every night. Go to bed at 9 or 10 and wake up at, you know, 5 or 6 and get that work in.
Right.
And it amazes me how many athletes say, I don't have enough time. But mm-hmm. I also know athletes waste a lot of time.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, this is the discipline that needs to be established and nurtured at an early age, so it becomes your normal operating procedure. Then it's easier to make the transition to college, because basically you're going to go to college and they're not going to split, and you've heard me say this before, they're not going to split practice in one day, conditioning in another day, then recovery in another day. It's not one activity a day, it's multiple activities a day. And the sooner an athlete gets used to that and managing that, I think the better off they're going to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm going to add one thing to our original points of those 6 points. Discipline. And you said it. Discipline. It takes discipline to be that D1 guy or that drafted athlete. So I'm adding that to our front six. That would make our 7th thing. There's something that you said here is really important. Before we wrap this up, Aaron, is the training during in sport. I see so many guys that are trying to be D1 athletes. They forget about training during the time of their sport. That's a critical time that I think they forget that they have to still continue to train when they're playing their sport. They just kind of like, okay, I'm playing my sport, I'm good.
Yeah.
And Division I athletes, professional athletes, train when they're playing their sport. All athletes do that. And that's just one thing I just want to kind of end up on today, is that is a key element, a key point that gets left off the table a lot for those athletes.
I mean, look at the logic of it. If you're a professional athlete and you still train in season, why wouldn't you as a developing athlete?
Correct.
Really simple.
Yeah.
And I like what you said. No schedule. It doesn't do any good to have a schedule if you're not disciplined enough to follow it.
Right.
Work on that discipline, guys.
I love it. And on that note, we're going to end our podcast today. I'm glad you guys joined us. And again, it's Coach EJ, the brand.
Coach Aaron, the source. We'll see you.